Good morning. It's Monday, January 6th. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. The State Law Enforcement Division has made an arrest in the fatal shooting of an airport public safety officer in Florence. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen reports.
Authorities have taken 37-year-old James Edward Bell into custody in connection with the deadly shooting Sunday morning during a traffic stop at the Florence Regional Airport. They say the suspect initially fled but was later caught. He's being held at the Florence County Detention Center. SLED continues to investigate and says there were 45 officer-involved shootings in our state last year. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.
Federal authorities in South Carolina have arrested a wanted man accused of raping a 6-year-old girl in Delaware 9 years ago. A Dover Police Department statement says the 34-year-old suspect was taken into custody in Beaufort County on Thursday. He had been wanted since 2018 and awaits extradition back to Delaware. A man accidentally shot himself in the leg Saturday morning while unloading his gun outside a gun show at the Civic Center in Anderson County. An Anderson County Sheriff's Office spokesman says the man was unloading his handgun in his car when the gun went off. Sergeant J.T. Foster said it appears that the man was seeking to comply with rules that prohibit people from taking loaded firearms into a gun show. Foster said the man was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. An 18-year-old suspect in the slayings of a 26-year-old Aiken County mother and her 1-year-old son has been arrested in Georgia nearly 3 weeks after the deaths. Two other suspects are still being sought. News outlets report the man has been charged with 2 counts of murder in the deaths of Militia Jackson and her son, Elijah. The mother and son were shot to death December 17th at an apartment complex in Graniteville. Aiken County officials have said the victims were not the intended targets of the shooting, which is believed to be gang-related. A man whose truck was stolen in North Charleston with his dog inside was offering a reward for the safe return of his beloved pet. But this weekend, the search for Bella ended after a grim discovery. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen reports.
Authorities say the 2-year-old yellow lab mix was found dead Sunday down an embankment on the eastbound side of the 52 connector. She was last seen alive just days before Christmas in her owner's truck at a home improvement store on Northwoods Boulevard. Authorities have arrested Richard Rawlings Jr. and charged him with possession of a stolen vehicle. They say no additional charges are expected. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.
The cost of visiting most of South Carolina state parks has gone up. The increases for adult admissions ranged from $1 to $3. Parks Director Paul McCormick tells the Post and Courier newspaper, it's the first time the admission prices have been reevaluated across the park system since 2003. McCormick says the increase in admission fees will go to support infrastructure, campground, trail, and other improvements across the park system. During the Park Service's 2018 to 2019 fiscal year, it brought in a record $34 million through admissions, retail sales, cabin rentals, and camping. A body found in the water in South Carolina has been identified as a man reported missing last month. Mount Pleasant Police spokesman Inspector Chris Rozier says the body of 20-year-old Alexander Elliott was recovered from the water near the Wando Welch Terminal in Mount Pleasant on Thursday morning. Rozier tells the Post and Courier that foul play is not suspected in Elliott's death. Elliott was reported missing December 10th. The South Carolina Department of Agriculture is cracking down on animal feed made with hemp and CBD products. The department says such products are not authorized for sale or use in South Carolina, noting the FDA's November statement that scientific information has not concluded the safety of CBD products for use in human or animal food. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.